Welcome, everybody, to another episode of the Real Mentors Podcast, ready to talk movies, TVs, and, of course, have some fun along the way. Today, DC goes yard, Luther commits suicide, Freddie Mercury break bad, and, of course, oh, Captain, my Captain. That and more today, of course, my two lovely co-hosts, starting with the host, the owner or CFO of the Haters Club, of course, the man beast himself, the head of the girlslife.com studios, Mr. Mike Rose.
First of all, I have to get my title right. I'm the king of Haters Corner.
Fair enough. And actually, well, we'll get to that in a second. So we're going to circle back on that. Yes. And of course, as always, live from Houston, TV correspondent. We got Chewy, my brother himself. How you doing, brother?
Yo, what's up, ladies?
You ready to rock here?
Let's do this.
He's the colonel of TV.
Go ahead.
The colonel of TV.
The colonel?
The colonel.
He's not the general. Lieutenant. I think that's fair.
There you go. Lieutenant TV.
We are going to do a spoilerific review discussion of Captain Marvel, of course, the big movie released this weekend, this year probably. We'll get to that at the end of the show. That way, those who haven't seen Captain Marvel yet, I'm sure there's very few of you based on the box office,
can come back and
catch that part of it at the end of the show. But let's get started, of course. Let's start with the bad. Let's get this bad out of the way. And I actually read this today, which is kind of funny because I didn't have a what the fudge today. But I did end up getting one at the last minute. 1999, 20 years ago, we had it was a good year of movies, which we talked about in the past. We had The Matrix, of course, Fight Club. Iron Giant, Blair Witch, Sixth Sense, American Beauty, Green Mile, Toy Story 2 and all that. And they announced a special 20-year re-release anniversary of a particular film in that year, none of which other movies I just mentioned, because apparently they're not worthy of a 20-year re-release. That honor goes to, and I can't believe I'm saying this, Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
Cruel Intentions.
Nice.
A 20-year release. Get the hell out of here with that nonsense. Yeah. Really? That deserves it. I know, Mike, we talked before, and you said you actually loved that movie, so I'm sure you're one of the few actually happy about that. You're a big Sam Michelle Gellar fan. Is that who was in that movie? I don't even remember that movie.
The other one, what's her name? Selma Blair, is it?
I'm a Blair. Reese Witherspoon, too. There we go.
Yes, that's right, yes.
And I forgot the blonde guy's name because he has pretty much a nobody.
Oh,
they called it that generation, St. Elmo's Fire.
I don't know what that was. It was just that generation's garbage.
St. Elmo's Fire is garbage, too, so there's that.
I mean, of all those movies, who came up with this idea? Who wants to say, let's do a 20-year re-release special, Cruel Intentions, limited theater engagement for a few weeks or whatever, I think on March 22nd or something like that, nonsense. God, what does this world come to? Mike, help me out, dude. This is where the haters corner.
This is terrible. It's just awful. I don't understand, but you know what? Hey, what are you going to do?
I think there might be one person out there who might be excited, and that might be George.
George. Of course.
Love you,
George. I think on this series, and I'm like 80% sure that he actually enjoyed that movie. And I want to,
good for him.
Well, it's better than Once Upon a Time. George is still waiting for the 5-year anniversary of that show.
Dude, he will fight you about that.
Oh, I know he will. He probably find me on Cruel Intentions, so he probably has advanced tickets already, seats ready.
Come on, George. Come on the show, buddy.
He's got two people in the theater, him and the usher.
Come off your porch and call into the show.
I know. We need George. George, you out there, dude. Come on, bro. Get on the show, man. We need you on. When was last time he did the show with us? He was actually doing the show outside his front door.
Yeah, that was the best, man. That was amazing.
If anything deserves a 20-year special, is that.
I think Chewy laughed. That show, Chewy laughed for like 20 minutes straight.
Oh, God. That's too funny.
How many gold, baby?
Yep. Gold, Jerry. It's gold.
You know, it's always funny when they start trying to be funny.
Oh, I know. That's the best part. Yep. I mean, we miss George. George, get on the show.
George is the best, man. I love George.
With that nonsense out of the way, not George, just Cruel Intentions. We love you, George. We'll do something interesting here. Me and Mike got a chance to be one of the first audience to actually see Shazam. And I got to say, it was a nice event. You know, it was a red carpet and all that. Yacht press. It was a lot of this was controlled chaos that day. And Mike just barely made it for the Edison. Yeah. I'm sure he's glad he made it. Free gifts. And, you know, Zach Levi was there. He spoke to the audience. Very cool. Looks like a very funny guy. And a couple of kids are starring in the movie. And, you know, I got to say, I think Mike's going to take a temporary leave of absence from the Haters Corner.
All right.
Because I think you'll agree with me when I say that DC hit a home run with this.
I can't say one bad thing about that movie, honestly. I really can't. It was from front to back. We were both laughing the whole movie through.
Oh, my God. And I was laughing out loud.
It was hilarious. Zach Levi's excellent. I hope they do more with these characters. I loved all the Easter eggs they dropped. It was great.
Oh, yeah. Obviously, this will be completely spoiler-free. You wouldn't want to ruin it because really, nobody's really seen it. Maybe a couple of theaters. But here in Miami, I think LA also screened it the night before that, which got a lot of the social media reactions have been extremely positive for this. And that's good for DC, man. I mean, we all win when DC does well and Marvel's doing well. I mean, and I got to say, Shazam, it was just funny. But I couldn't believe how loud I was laughing. Usually I laugh, and you know, I don't laugh that loud, but I was laughing. Oh, this movie's hilarious.
This wasn't chuckles, man. This was
it was, like, man. Laughing. I was like, yeah. It's like belly laughs. Like, wow, I was surprised. I had a lot of heart to it, which is good. Right. Great good action. Message. The CG, one minor complaints with the CG was sometimes it's off, but it didn't have a huge budget because I get it. It's not a known property.
But that wasn't awful. It wasn't awful.
Huh?
It wasn't awful, the CG.
No, not at all. Just a couple of times. I get just the minor stuff.
I could have lived without all the, you know, whatever. I don't want to spoil anything.
No, that's not spoiling anything. Yeah, but
I mean, it had the CGI only characters I could have lived without. How's that?
Well, yeah, whatever. But actually, and it was a lot darker than I thought it was going to be, considering. Yes. That was gonna be like a more of a kids film, and it's a kid friendly film, not a kids movie at the end of the day. And we'll talk about Captain Marvel, but I thought we don't get to Captain Marvel yet. But this was a far superior movie, and it wasn't even close.
And Sivana was better too, by the way. I thought was a good villain.
Oh yeah, Mark Strong.
Right.
Well, like who's all? Yeah, he was really good. And they could have done a little more with them, but it was fine. This is an origin story, of course it is. But it was great, man. It was a lot of fun. I think DC's on a roll here, man. They got something going. I'm really excited about what they have now. Wonder Woman coming up, and they had the Joker movie coming out later this year.
I think I said this to you, Jose, after the movie. There's nothing like this movie out there, really. That's what's cool about it. I thought it's totally on the superhero movie. That's
no, it is. It is. It's something fresh, refreshing, incredibly entertaining. And I think it's my. I have to watch it again to, you know, make the determination. But I think it's probably the best DC, this new DC era of movies. I don't know, Mike, what do you think? I mean, is that.
You know what? I'd like to see it again. But, I mean, I want to see Shazam again, is what I'm saying. But,
right.
Man of Steel is pretty.
I know.
Up there.
I agree. I just
it'll be tough for me. I'd have to watch them back to back. But, you know, the one thing I have to say about Shazam is I had a smile on my face the whole movie, where in Man of Steel, there wasn't any smiling going on. So
yeah, the whole time. And I think it's definitely better than Wonder Woman, which I think was at the time.
Oh, I said that to you in the movies, and you were like, I don't know. And then, like, about halfway through,
I thought about it more. I didn't want to, like I said, sit on it, but I think it is better. It's definitely more entertaining. And it had a better third act than Wonder Woman did ultimately at the end of the day.
Agreed. And there wasn't because there was a couple of spots in Wonder Woman where it kind of dragged. And no, I didn't feel that in Shazam at all.
Oh, at all. At all. There was no part I was bored. I was like, okay, what's going on? It was just pure entertainment. Even when the humor just is so spot on this movie, it's not even funny.
One of the funniest things.
And I hope this movie does well, man. I think this is going to do well, and it should do well. And good for DC, man. They need a home run, because Aquaman was good. I don't think it was a home run, but it was a good a home run in terms of financially, of course, despite Chewie's disappointment in its opening weekend. it did over $1 billion. It became, obviously, it's the most successful movie to date in terms of financial standpoint. But I hope this does well, man. I think it's going to do well. It should do well. It's great. You guys,
I think it's going to make $1 trillion. It really will.
Yeah, I'm excited for everyone to watch it. Chewie, you're going to love it. The kids are going to
be. I think you're going to love it, Chewie. I think you really will.
Yeah. I think that most people are going to love it. I think it's a big home run. I can't wait to see it again. I'm going to watch it.
My only thing is I wish Chewie you would have been with us, because you would have had a great time.
Oh, yeah. I was saying, it was a really good event.
I thought about it.
Mike, we were about to let us in, and Mike just comes walking. I was like, he's right.
Logistically, that's a little difficult.
It was a little hard.
You know? No, but you never know.
But we'll definitely do a spoiler discussion on that on April 6th, whatever, that weekend after. Whatever. Comes on the 5th of April.
You're going to go see it, right, Chewy?
I'm sure Chewy will be watching it that weekend, of course. He always does. Definitely must watch. Definitely go watch it. I hope it does really well. So, let's get on to some of the big topics here. We're going to do a little, not really movie tender, because I think we're all going to swipe right on these, but let's have some discussions here. So, some news and tidbits that dropped. First of all, keep staying with the theme of DC, and that's Suicide Squad 2, where I think Will Smith had quote unquote scheduling conflicts and will be reprising his role as Deadpool in the new Suicide Squad.
He's busy doing his bucket list.
Apparently, Bucket, he's doing Bright 2, I guess. I don't know. He's doing Bad Boys 3 or some nonsense. Whatever. But I guess all signs point towards Idris Elba taking over that role, which I could not be more excited about.
I think it's an upgrade. Definite upgrade.
Oh, yeah. And I like Will Smith in Deadpool and Suicide Squad.
I liked him in that, too.
One of the best parts of the movie.
I'll concede to that, but I think Elba is probably a better fit.
But Idris Elba is better. I mean,
he is.
Come on, you don't think so?
We'll see.
He's a good actor.
It's Luther.
I'm not questioning his chops. I'm just questioning if that's a better fit for a Suicide DC, Suicide Squad 2. Whatever. Suicide 1.5, because it's not. I don't know what this is.
It's a soft reboot. It's funny because it's saying on that note, did you guys hear the rest of what the squad's going to be comprised of?
What was it? Shark.
Just really weird guys, man. It's Peacemaker,
Sharknado, Spotman.
It's Rat Catcher.
Polka
Dot Man, King Shark.
Yeah, Polka Dot Man. I'm like
Crazy Quill.
I don't know who these guys are, but I think that's kind of.
But you know what? I think that's cool.
Yes, because. I mean, James Gunn. I love what James Gunn's done before, even before Guardians of the Galaxy. And if anybody can take this bunch of cast of no names, much like Guardians,
literally,
it's Gunn. Right. This is a really Polka Dot. Who the fuck is Polka Dot guy? What is that?
Penguin busy?
I'm telling you though, dude, this is gonna be good.
I guess the plaid shirt man was not available, so let's go with his cousin Polka Dot. Come here, big guy. Apparently, I read on him. His polka dots can shoot things. I don't know what lasers or something.
Smelly shirt guy couldn't make it.
DC villains that whatever, dude. Whatever.
This is bottom of the barrel. But again, I think for this movie, it could really, really work, especially with Idris Elba.
Let's see what James Gunn can do with this ragtag group.
I'm kind of looking forward. Like something crazy and unique, like we talked about that with Umbrella Academy, how different that was, and even Doom Patrol, how crazy that is. And Mike, I am watching that show now.
Did you get to the first episode?
I'm done seeing three. It's so weird. It is so freaking weird, and it's great.
Episode 3 was amazing, by the way.
Yeah, I was about to say episode 3.
The puppetry there, amazing. Yeah. I thought it was so good.
It's really cool. It's such a strange show. So this is in that same vein. We get something completely weird. So I'm all over it. I think it's great.
I'll give you the hook.
I heard Batista may come back to reprise one of the roles. Not come back. I'm saying come over.
He says he wants to work with James Gunn.
But that's the rumor. So it'll be kind of interesting to see him jump ship, if he does jump ship from Guardians to this. Because he loves James Gunn, and I think we all do too. This next one here, and I thought we'd show your thoughts on this. We got I won't say it's a remake. They haven't come on said that, but it's some kind of Twins-esque remake, of course, Schwarzenegger and Dan DeVito, but starring Josh Brolin and Peter Dinklage. Is that left or right?
That's so left, dude. I'm sorry.
Really? It's Tyrion. It's Tyrion and Kratos together, dude.
By the way, there's...
Do we have to remake every single effing 80s movie that we loved, man? Really? Is that what it's come down to?
I mean, well, first of all, Mike doesn't love it. And by the way, he's reprised his role in the Haters Corner.
Twins was hilarious, man.
I like Twins.
I'm not sure if it's held up, but at the time it was hilarious, man.
Well, I haven't seen it in a while, so I couldn't.
I'm not sure if it's held up. I will say this.
There's a movie that I saw the other night that's I think it's on Stars. It's a made for stars movie. It's called My Night with Hervé, and it's got Peter Dinklage in it, and he plays Hervé Villechaize.
Is he good? And he's good.
It's really good.
I like Dinklage, though. I think he'd be funny in this.
He's dude.
I just don't know if I'm interested in seeing this movie, to be honest with you. I mean, love Brolin, love Dinklage. I'm just not sure about the
material. That's what I'm saying. Thus far, I'm not saying it's a remake. They haven't come on and said exactly. It's a sequel.
It's their kids. Come on, dude.
You know what?
It's something inspired by it. I mean, I'm not saying it's they're doing exactly. I mean, I don't know. They haven't come on and said it, but you just put Brolin and Dinklage together. That's not a bad pairing.
I'm saying left.
Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just going to say, like, Dinklage's work in the Marvel movies hasn't been top-notch, though.
No, he was one of the weakest parts of Infinity War, give you that. I didn't like his role or whatever.
And also, in X-Men Days of Future Past, I didn't like his role there either.
No, he was fine. I liked him there.
He was okay.
Yeah, I mean, he was not like, oh my god, he steal the show, but I mean, he was fine. But he was better than that than he was in Infinity War, I thought.
That's true.
It was a little distracting in Infinity War. It was weird seeing him like that, and it made him big. It was weird. That was a kind of weird sequence.
It didn't make any damn sense, honestly.
No, it was kind of bizarre. But whatever. All that notwithstanding, we'll see. The next one here, this is interesting here. Freddie Mercury, of course. Mr. Rami Malek, you know, Mike's favorite movie of the year last year.
Of course.
Bohemian Rhapsody. He's going to be – it's like he's been penned to star as the next villain in the new James Bond movie.
Oh.
Okay.
Mike, well, how does that strike you? Did you guys hear it before? Or no, it was the first time you heard it.
Who's going to be James Bond, though?
Daniel Craig's being James Bond.
Oh, really? Okay, I'm down. I'm in.
Yeah, he's his last one. Yeah, I'm in. So I think he's going to be the villain. So, I mean, do you like that?
Yeah, I like it.
That's good, man, right?
I don't have any problems.
Yeah, I'm in with that. That sounds good.
That's interesting. Yeah, see, it was a villain like that. That's kind of cool. I think he's got, because he's kind of like.
I love Daniel Craig, too. I think Daniel Craig's been a great. Mm-hmm. James Bond.
Yeah, and I think it could be a really interesting villain. So I kind of like that direction they're going with that. Something different, I guess. And then, hey, man, they're capitalizing. Well, he's capitalizing. He's got his Academy Award, and it's time to get paid, I get apparently. So, despite Mike's best efforts.
As long as we get the final season of Mr. Robot, he can do whatever he wants, dude, okay?
Yeah, I forgot about the show, dude.
It's
coming back.
that show could really not come back, and I'm like, whatever, dude.
Oh, really? Dude, come on, man.
I like the show, but I mean, I just out of sight, out of mind, man. I mean, when it comes back, we'll be like, oh, great, we'll watch it, of course. I mean,
it's the final season. It's coming out this year.
I mean, it's been a while, dude. Is it this year, finally?
Yeah, hopefully.
How long has it been? 2 years?
Been a couple. Yeah, last one was 2017, I think. Yeah. So,
Jesus Christ. Yeah. What do you think there are? Game of Thrones?
American Gods also.
Relax. What do they think they are, for Christ's sake? I don't think I want to watch I'm going to watch American Gods, but I'm kind of on the strike
not,
star.
By the way, they're not promoting the crap out of that either.
Well, American Gods? Oh, my God, they are, dude.
They are, dude. Big time.
Everywhere.
Big time. Yes, they
are. I've seen commercials on Prime. I've seen commercials on billboards. I've seen Facebook posts. I mean, it's all over the place, man. Yeah. That's how you promote a show.
Yeah, they promoted the hell out of that show. It was a good first season. I'm looking forward. Don't get me wrong. I'm going
to
watch
it. Do they own the rights to that? Is that Starz itself? Yes. Or is that a production company that sold the Starz?
No, they produce it. They're making it. So,
100%.
That's
probably
why. Yeah, it's a property. Which explains why they're promoting the shit out of it, right? Let's be honest. Trailer Park.
Nice.
I'm debating. Well, another Game of Thrones. You know, we're going to say Game of Thrones till later. Let's go. Okay, fine. Let him regain himself. Like, okay. A stroll down a trailer park, of course, will make a ride in King's Landing right here. As we got the GOT coming out month and a half with the trailer dropped. Chewy, you're the TV guy. Give us your initial thoughts.
Dude, man. Come on, dude. Busted my pants several times watching that damn trailer, dude. Still cleaning them. Come on, dude. You got dragons?
My thoughts on dragons, dude. It makes everything better. It's like ketchup, dude. It's fine, dude.
Right, dude.
I know Mike hates dragons, but I'm all for him.
It was great, man. Ready. You know, this is, I mean, could not set it up you know, let's get it on, dude. Let's do this, man.
It was cool. They didn't give a whole lot much away, which is good. A lot of snippets. We saw the dragons a couple of times, you know, obviously some of the characters, blah, blah, blah. And of course, you saw the setup for what's ultimately going to be the big battle of Winterfell. Mm-hmm. You know, obviously they're lined up, and here comes the White Walkers, which I believe is going to be episode 3, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, that's the rumor. So most that's of it is episode 3 material, I believe.
Probably 90% of the episode is going to be just one big battle, which, hey, I'm all for. So that's going to be Mike. Well, I know you're excited. Who we're kidding.
Hey, hold on. Time out.
Yeah, Mike, what are your thoughts about the GOT trailer?
I thought it looked great. I'm going to tell you, though, I love Arya, and the fact that she was in it a bunch made me pretty happy.
And it seems like she was running away from somebody, right?
Yes.
Am I wrong with that? In the beginning? Okay. It's probably a White Walker or something.
It could be. You know, there's a lot of supposition about the Faceless Man, and that maybe Littlefinger wasn't really Littlefinger. He was a Faceless Man, so... I don't know.
Yeah, because, I mean, Arya's not the kind of person that gets scared a lot or get rattled like that. Because she looked pretty rattled. You don't, and that's not her. Usually she's, you know, she's a badass. She's a little badass, and she's pretty confident. So that was cool to see that. And we're excited. Obviously, we're going to deep dive, you know, to ad nauseum in a, you know.
We're, what, 3 weeks? As we draw exactly close. 3 weeks away, more or less? 4 weeks.
Yeah, 4 weeks, a month, more or less.
We're
all excited about that. Excited. Another trailer that dropped was Brightburn. That was a James Gunn produced one, a superhero horror film esque.
That looks really interesting,
doesn't it?
Yes,
It did. I mean, I wasn't blown away. I mean, I like the concept of this. I don't know. It's almost like a Superman story with a kid from outer space,
where Superman's a prick,
right? And you know, kid all of a sudden just does. I mean, it was a really cool scene. We put the hood on. That was kind of cool when he flies. I mean, Chewie. I know this is not Chewie's thing per se, but Chewie, did you find this at all interesting?
Yeah, I found. When I first saw this, like what, a few months ago, and I dropped the teaser, I enjoyed it. And like, I'm not gonna see it in the theater probably because I'm probably the only one who wants to see it. But I'll definitely check it out when I can, when it comes out on video or digital or whatever.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's a good concept. I like this idea of, you know, again, doing something different with the hero genre, which, you know, I know
absolutely, man.
On a pure horror way, something obviously we haven't seen yet. So I'm curious. I got a feeling I don't think the movie's gonna be as good though. I don't know what it is, but
you never know.
I'll give him credit for the concept. It's interesting. It's worth checking out anyway.
Conversely, before you go with the trailers, and I don't know if you're going to bring this up, but the new Jordan Peele movie.
Oh, Us?
Yeah.
Dude, I heard they just screened that at the South by Southwest. Their reviews have been coming in this last couple of days. It's getting rave reviews.
Oh, really?
They're saying it's great. Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I'm going to be away when it comes out, watching when I'm back in town. But
they say it's fantastic.
Yes, the same is really good.
Really
so,
cool.
Yeah, I'm excited. Really excited. Another one, which I think Chewie put this on Facebook, was Good Omens of Amazon Prime.
Yes.
Oh, man, yes, yeah, dude.
It looks awesome.
Yeah. It looks great, man.
I'm a huge David Tennant guy, so, you know, he's great.
Yeah, this is like an angel and a demon working together.
Yeah, dude. It looks great, man.
Listen, there's something different, like, and quirky, which I can appreciate. But yeah, I guess they're trying to stop the apocalypse, or what is it?
I think the premise is they lose the Antichrist. Someone loses the Antichrist.
He's misplaced.
Yeah. And so him and his counterpart, I guess a demon of some kind, have to work together to prevent the wind of the world, really, essentially.
Yeah, it looks cool. It looks funny, quirky. It looks interesting. It looks like a very American God-ish. Was this a Neil Gaiman?
Yes.
Probably. Okay. Who I love. Yes, he's a great author. And I love
his book. I think he's showrunner. His novel. So that's why he couldn't do American Gods, because he was committed to doing this.
Gotcha. And he does really good stuff. He has great books. So I was like, I'm really excited about it. This one looked really good. It looked really interesting. So I'm looking forward to that. And we'll stay with TV for a second before we jump in on Captain Marvel. We're not have a whole lot of stuff to go over this week. I know Mike, he finally, I know me and Trey talked about it.
Yeah.
And we do a little spoilery here because Mike finally did finish watching Umbrella Academy. Am I wrong in that?
Right.
You did finish watching it, right, Mike?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, so to get your thoughts, me and Troy, we raved about the show for the most part. Mike, are you on board with us?
First of all, I wasn't even ready for that finish. I was like, oh my gosh. That was really good. I mean, I was like, shit. I'm glad you guys didn't tell me about it.
What?
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't spoil it. So we don't try to spoil it to you watching.
No, I know you don't, and unless I ask. But I'm just saying that I'm just glad you didn't, because I wasn't even ready for that. And like I said, we talked about this, but the characters in this show are just amazing. Even Luther, it's just like, whoa, you know, like everybody has a thing, you know, everybody has a secret, everybody has a something, you know, and I thought it was great, really complex, really good. Everybody, it was good.
Yes, the fun. We mentioned Klaus even before. Mom, mentioned everybody. Again, I love Klaus. Klaus was fantastic.
Klaus was the best. Show.
He's great.
Number five.
So good. Yeah, that kid who plays number five, he did, you know, I mean, he seems like he's like, what is he, 58 years old?
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Yeah, he deals that really well. Cha-Cha and Hazel. Just another, again, another weird kind of show, just bizarre.
It was something. Cool Cha-Cha weird, and Hazel.
I mean, it's just, it works, man. It works.
Cha-Cha and Hazel, yeah.
Cha-Cha's great.
By the way, Hazel's a dude, right?
The what?
Hazel is a guy, right?
Hazel's a guy.
That dude is like taller than Luther. That guy's really tall in real life, I think.
Yeah, he's like actually 6'5". Tall. Tom Harper.
Yeah, he was burnt toast on Game of Thrones, if you recall. Yep. Right. season six, right?
Yeah, he got was, toasted by his father.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was Sam.
Randall
Tarly's, Sam Tarly's brother.
Yes. They refused to. Bend the knee
and he got scorched.
So I'm glad he's working in. Good for him. The guy's got to eat, burnt or not. But the show, it was great. It was really cool. A lot of surprise. I love it. For a second, dude, I know they didn't follow through with it, but I thought they killed off the girl. I forget her name.
Number seven?
I see seven. The one, the rumor.
Vanya?
I heard rumor.
Yeah. Oh!
No.
She was...
When they slice the throat and then Vanya slices the throat.
I know. I was like, episode,
by the way,
like,
the music on that show was amazing.
The music is great. The music is great, well used throughout. Right. Yeah,
but it was done perfectly.
Mary J's got a couple of songs in there, which are really good. Vanya was great, and like Ellen Page. She was great. I love the ending. It sets it up perfectly for
season two.
Well, obviously, it got renewed. Obviously, because damn, if we get an O-Way sequel, we're gonna get a damn Umbrella Academy.
Yeah, it's not official yet, but I mean, I'd be shocked that.
I read somewhere that it was officially.
It was announced.
Yeah, that's what I read at Magna. I don't think I'm mistaken there.
Do you know if they renewed Russian Doll? By the way,
I haven't heard anything. I hope they
not
do.
Yet.
But that's again, really if O-Way gets a part two, every show gets a part two, as far as I'm concerned. but it was good. I mean, it's funny. What do you guys think about the father? Who is he, like an alien, right? Am I wrong in that?
No, I don't think so. But that
I don't think that
flatback episode was a little confusing because I see these things it was in a jar, right?
Right. And it seemed like people were leaving somewhere. Like he's, I don't know, is it either from the future, like way distant future, or he's from different.
I think they were trying to say that he was a time traveler.
I guess.
I didn't get that. I don't know. I might have to go back and watch the episode because it was a little confusing.
Watch that last episode.
Because it looked like World War One type setting, right?
I think he was a time traveler. He wasn't an alien. Right. He definitely wasn't an alien.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know what to make of that. It was interesting that they set that up. Obviously, hopefully they'll explore that next season. Obviously they'll end up going back in time at some point, which I like because they can really do anything with the show now. They can go anywhere.
I just want to say about the music. Is conversely, the music, the way they use music in that show was awesome, as opposed to Captain Marvel. Just want to say that.
We'll get to that, man. Very, very, very.
Ouch.
But yeah, like I said, really fun show. It's highly recommended on that one. So we
absolutely. If anybody hasn't watched it, you're missing out. It's just a great show.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really, really good. A very strong show. And
I can't say enough good stuff.
Yeah, I think Netflix hit a home run with that. And they all going to continue. Hopefully,
Netflix has really been strong with their original crap. And I don't feel bad about them letting Marvel go. I just think that we're just getting good stuff over and over again. So and Amazon Prime.
Honestly, I don't think it was their choice to let Marvel go.
Well, no. They canceled their show.
They're not going to be hurting, but I wasn't that.
If you think about it, dude, think they can't use Marvel Plus or sorry, Disney Plus can't use any of those characters that they had on the Netflix for 2 years.
No. Yeah, for a couple of years.
No, no, no. Only the original ones. All the movies, they can do whatever they want with.
No, we're talking about the shows itself in terms of like...
It was only five shows. I mean,
right. Right, but there was a lot of characters.
I don't think if Netflix... Five, I mean, six. And we didn't want to see the shows go, but if this is the stuff they're going to give us in lieu of that, then...
That's fine.
Okay.
Right.
Like I said, and they got their stuff with Image Comics coming out, so I'm okay with it. I'm fine. Whatever. It is what it is, and what we're going to do about it. It's done. It's, you know, they're replacing it with this. Okay, and I found this was much better than Luke Cage and Jessica Jones and Iron Fist.
Agreed.
You know, I don't think it was
actually the last Daredevil season say, of everything wasn't as good as
Umbrella Academy. I love Daredevil, so that's still up there. And Punisher
season 3 wasn't as fantastic. Good as Umbrella Academy.
But either way, but it's up there with the best of what that gave us.
That is true.
You know, so the full forward. Punisher
season 2 wasn't that great.
I didn't catch anything else because I know no big shows have really dropped over the last couple weeks since we did the last show. Chewy, am I wrong with that? Is there anything new that we should?
You didn't watch Subarra?
No, Italian? I haven't got a chance. No.
Oh, okay. No, I finished season 2 very strong. I mean, that's the Italian show, right? Season 1, dude. Yeah. It's one of those good international Italian shows that's like, I mean, it's really, really good, man.
Yeah, I like the first season. I'm watching. It's going to get a chance.
Season 2 is just as good as season 1, man. A little bit twist, furthers the story, furthers the character's development. There's some things that I didn't see coming that you might find nice surprising that may lead to season 3 or whatever if they renew it for another season. But it was a very, very good show, man.
Awesome. Anything else that we should that come out? I know that's what's coming out. We'll deal with that, you know, the next couple weeks. But nothing else, right? I don't think anything else dropped recently.
No, because tonight we get two shows. Yeah, American Gods on Stars, but there's another documentary on HBO. I think it was the Adnan Syed's story.
That's right.
That one's a four-part documentary on HBO. Starts tonight. I'm kind of very interested in seeing it, and I know Mike, you love documentaries.
Yeah. I thought you were about to mention the Neverland one.
Yeah, I saw it.
I passed. Hard pass.
Well, Mike, you know what? As a father of children, you're probably better off. That was friggin'... You want to talk about ripping your soul right out of your chest?
Yeah, I refuse to watch it.
Oh my God.
I refuse.
And you want to just murder the parents of those kids. It's like, oh my God. Are you a moron?
I can't. I'm not a father, but I'm not watching that. It's just
Chewy, you know what I'm talking about, dude. It friggin'
but gets I'll watch the Adnan Syed one. That's what I want to watch.
Yeah, that one's much. Yeah,
I will tell you this about Finding Neverland or Leaving Neverland. Sorry, it's well shot. It's a beautiful documentary. It's just holy it's shit. I don't recommend it to anybody. I don't mean that in a bad way. Thanks.
And that's very controversial. All that.
Controversial, my ass. This guy's a piece of crap. It's just. The more when you watch it, you just say there's no way these guys are lying. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's the feeling that I've heard from people who watch the show and that I've talked to. It's not for me.
Anyway, let's move on to happy.
Sorry, guys.
And I say that in jest, obviously. OA drops this month. I know my brother's excited for that.
I'd rather talk about Leaving Neverland.
Yeah, exactly. But two movies I want to see, Dirt and Triple Frontier. I think we talked about that last time coming out this month.
I've heard some really good things about Triple Frontier. Okay.
That's got like a 68%.
Yeah, it's good. It's getting good. It's not great, but I mean, that's better than what we usually get. Movie-wise from Netflix.
No, exactly. I think, for them, it might as well be a home run in comparison to what they know. I mean, they've done some good stuff over the last few months, not everything, but so I'm looking forward to it. We'll talk about that. We'll watch that. We'll talk about that. Probably watch
Hannah on Amazon Prime drops this month. I think you saw the first episode, so that got you excited to see that.
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah,
I saw the movie this last week, which was pretty good.
Good movie. Yeah. I like it. Underrated. Hannah. So the show's, like I said, the first episode is really strong, so I'm looking forward to that. And we'll dive all into that in the next show and all when we do. I know
there's two more shows. Yeah, two more shows coming out. One, Happy, comes out at the end of the month. I think we all saw season 1, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, Kristen Tony. So I think we all love season 1. So season 2 comes out, I think, the 9th, I believe, on Sci-Fi. And there's one coming out on Hulu that I'm kind of a little bit curious to see. It's called The Act. I think it's based on a true story, but I need to do a little more research on it.
What's that about?
I think it was about our mom who on purpose kept getting her daughter sick to try to get this for the attention and the sympathy.
Munchausen by proxy?
What was that?
Munchausen by proxy. That's where they get their kids sick on purpose.
Yes. Exactly. Yes. Okay. So, like I said, one of these dramas looked interesting, you know, and I was like, okay, let me check it out. And
Not be worth it. I'll squint as much as I can until Game of Thrones comes out, and then it's a wrap.
Well, I mean, that's March. I mean, April,
there's so much coming out in April. We'll deal with
April. April is, especially with Shazam now, it's going to be a tremendous month. Just tremendous.
That stuff came out of nowhere. It's like, hey, Bosch. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, yeah.
Bosch is April. Holy shit. There's just so much.
If that's such a thing as too much, it's pretty close to it.
April is with the two movies as Bread and then everything else in between. Yeah,
it's crazy. It's great for me. It's probably one of the best months we've ever seen, ever had. We'll be talking to death about this month it continues. And it should be great. It's going to end off with Endgame. I can't wait. This is me, honest. But speaking of Endgame, let's stay with Marvel. We'll finish up the show here. And this is the part where we're going to get spoilerific here on Captain Marvel, which just released this weekend. So if you haven't seen it, stop. Come back later. Watch it. Get your thoughts on that. I will take a deep dive here in terms of this movie. This is the big blockbuster thus far this year. I think we're all looking forward to it. And it's one that we thought did not set up for Endgame. Coming up this month, next month. So we'll start with Chewie, because Chewie, obviously me and Mike, we saw it together, so I know what Mike thinks about it, but I want to start with Chewie, because Chewie saw it yesterday, I believe.
Yes.
So I don't know his thoughts. So Chewie, general thoughts, as far as what you thought about the
movie? I enjoyed it. I was entertained. I had a good time with the kids. Kids loved it, I think. They probably loved it a little more than I did, but, they're teenagers, they're kids. Right. I don't share Mike's complaint about the music. Whatever, man.
We'll get to that.
You have to understand the music.
Maybe play some of the music, not the music itself.
So don't poke the bear quite yet.
Yeah, exactly. I said, it wasn't a great, great Marvel movie, but not every Marvel movie needs to be great. It needs to be entertained. It's worth money, worth my time.
That's fair.
Come out with smiles, got a few laughs, got a couple surprising things. You know, the cat was great, and, you know, like I said, another good movie. Not a home run, but I mean, not BVS either. So
no. I mean, I before I get to Mike, let me go real quick. I enjoyed it. It was fine. It was a good. It was fine with solid movie. It's a mediocre MCU movie. And I don't mean that saying in a bad way. I'm just saying it's not in the top 10 as far as I'm concerned. There's easy 10 better MCU movies in my opinion. It was good. Like I said, it had some issues with it. Which we'll get to in a second, but overall I thought it was entertaining. It's Marvel, you know. It wasn't a shitty movie by any stretch of the imagination. Just wasn't a great movie. It wasn't a home run. It was maybe a double at best, mm-hmm. Which is fine. Just fine. Mike, general thoughts?
I thought it was a ground rule double too. It was just okay. It was goodish. And you know, I think if Samuel L. Jackson wasn't in this movie, it would have been a lot worse. There was a lot of great things about him and Coulson in this movie that I enjoyed, but other than that, there were some storyline things I had real problems with. You and I talked about timeline issues.
There was a few things on there. I wasn't sure what was what, and I didn't get a chance to see Avengers. And this is jumping. We're going to spoil it anyway. And Chewie, maybe you can shed some light on this.
Sure.
The whole thing with the test. First of all, I thought the test react was kind of unnecessary, but it was kind of forcing that in there. But whatever, mm-hmm. not a big deal. But I know this doctor, whoever, Marvel. She has it. And we're thinking, I thought that they fished out of the water and they always had it in their possession.
Yeah, S.H.I.E.L.D. had it from when Stark got it out.
Right.
But the thought was that she was working for the government on another project, so it wasn't she wasn't off her own Pegasus. This was an official Air Force project, right? Not necessarily a SHIELD project per se, but SHIELD was in its infancy. That's how she got it, and obviously that's how they got it back.
That's fine. I wasn't sure what was going on with that. I mean, I guess the writing wasn't great in the movie, but I was a little off with that. I'm like, okay, that makes sense. Okay, that clarifies that part. So I guess I wasn't sure if it was a miscue on their part or not. I just didn't know.
No, I don't think that obvious, that bad of a miscue.
I mean, I don't know. Not a huge deal at the end of the day.
It's a continuity issue. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. It's fine.
I mean, like, for me, like, listen – Sam Jackson was great. Ben Mendelsohn was fantastic as one of the Skrulls.
Oh, man, I didn't realize he was in the movie. I was like, oh, shit, he's in there.
Yeah, I didn't know. You know, when it showed him, I was like, oh, okay, cool. He was great. He was really cool. I liked him a lot. Her friend and then the daughter were great. Coulson had a small role.
Coulson was more like a cameo than anything.
He was a cameo, yeah.
But it was good to see him.
It wasn't a big deal.
Yeah. I just like everybody was better associated with.
Yeah, everybody was better than Captain Marvel.
Agreed.
And I think that's a problem because Captain Marvel, she's the drug, she's the hero, the hero has to be the best part of the movie, in my opinion. I mean, otherwise, what's the point? I didn't like her character, man. I just didn't like it. I don't like what they did with her. I don't like how they wrote it.
I think it was written super flat. I'm not blaming her. She's given what she's given. It's just the way it's written.
Yeah, I mean, she's the same person from beginning to end. She makes no change. She's got no struggle. No struggle with her.
This story is not an evolution. It's not Iron Man where he's one way and he turned out to be something else. She's trying to figure out who she. I mean, she's trying to remember who she is. You know, she's not trying to be a better person.
You just didn't get anything out of it. That's all I'm saying.
But she never remembers who it is. So what was the point? Is she a member at the end? And then you got the emotional connection.
Well, yeah, at the end, yeah.
But she doesn't remember it. She still doesn't know. She knows what happens, but she doesn't experience it because she doesn't remember it. She just knows, oh, this is what happened to her. But if you don't remember it, it might as well not even happen to you at all. So she didn't go through that change like, oh, bam. And it clicks on her. Oh, I was this person. All those emotions rush in. And that never exists in this movie.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's like after 32 or 10 years.
She remembered at the end. Once the memories came back, yeah.
Bits and pieces. She's not the whole thing.
Obviously. Okay. Not everything comes back. Okay.
But that's what I'm saying. So it's like, but either way, I mean, and there was no struggle for her. She's a badass and that's great. But there's no struggle with her at all. She was never in danger at any point. You know, even when she fights Jude Law is talking about hand-to-hand only. She can just snap, do her powers at any point and defeat him. Mm-hmm. And it's like, okay, there was no struggle. There's no emotional connection. There's no arc. You do want to see that in any movie, not just a superhero movie. I mean, any movie is good because of that. And you care about the character. You don't care. Everyone else is great, but you don't care about her. And this is an introduction to Captain Marvel. We know who she is. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. She's a badass. Okay, great. And that's basically it. So that was my biggest gripe with the movie. I mean, it's some small things. The storytelling could have been better and all that. Fine, but it's just really her. She would have been a great character if she was an Iron Man captain. We loved those guys. Even Thor, those movies weren't good, but he was great in it. Right? And we like Thor. You know, we like Ant-Man. He's charismatic. He's fun.
We love Thor.
You know, we all love Thor, you know, and he's Hulk Hogan. But hers, like, did we really love Captain Marvel the character? Yeah.
Not really.
Probably not. Exactly. The jury's still out.
But it shouldn't be out. We should know by the end of this movie.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? So at the end of this movie,
is that an issue with the writers themselves?
It's a writing thing. It has nothing to do with it. Brie Larson's fine. She's a great actress. We all know that. It's not her. She's given something. She did what she was given. Okay. It's not her. I do say, Mike, and we talked about this, that this was a Solo-esque moment.
Right.
Where I thought it was the worst scene in MCU history, much like the Solo when a guy's name was the worst scene in any Star Wars in the history of Star Wars.
What, the Avengers scene?
No. That was bad.
Oh, okay. That was bad too.
That was kind of like, bad. Whatever. That was like, okay, fine. With me, he lost his eye.
Nick Fury's eye.
Okay.
Awful. I was like, oh, really? Come on. It was awful. It seems like they didn't know what to do with his eye. They're like, okay, well, he scratches it. Okay, I mean, it's like, what?
Yeah, why not just shoot him or something? Or
you could have explained
it away with the war.
Especially when we love the cat, dude. The cat was awesome, man.
I'm saying that. Like,
I didn't like the cat.
The cat was fine. The cat was funny. He was cool.
I didn't like it.
Two-thirds of us didn't like the cat.
But
it's all good. Whatever.
And when a soldier, where he says, last time he trusted somebody, he lost an eye. Those are his words.
The cat's not exactly a somebody.
Exactly. Yeah. It's not like, you know, he got betrayed. I thought he was going to get betrayed or anything. And it's like, it's nonsense. The cat, yeah, it was awful. That was just awful. They didn't ruin the movie, obviously. But damn, dude, that was –
But I mean, there were so many opportunities where they were fighting or shooting. It could have been hit in the face or something. Whatever. Yeah.
Or he jumped in to protect Captain Marvel or anybody's character.
Or the other lady, because she's probably in the ship and they were fighting.
Yeah. But if you use it correctly, like the way he said it the last time he trusted somebody who lost an eye, it could have been that like he was like, oh, and Jude Law's character or something was like, oh, maybe I'm not going to hurt you. And he goes, we're cool, stand down. Boom, and he lost his eye.
Could have been 1,000 different ways right. That would have worked so much. Stupid. I mean, that was just really bad. It was just lazy. Yeah, it was just really. It just didn't make sense. But I guess terrible scene. The music, Mike. I mean, what was your big thing with the music?
My issue's not with the music itself. It was just that the way that it was put against the action on screen. To me, it didn't make sense. There was a lot of moving around the timeline itself. You and I had conversations during the movie that we weren't sure whether the times were right as far as what happened when regarding
internet cafes. They dropped a lot of references, obviously.
And things like that.
Was there internet cafes back then?
I don't remember.
Yeah. In
95? That early? Because the internet just kind of started like in 93.
Yeah.
Dude, wait a minute. I went to USA 92 and we had internet and so there was internet cafes.
Dude, you had email, internet.
Dude, I was cruising for Star Wars websites. Yes, there was internet, dude. Maybe not.
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying it's really a stretch. But there's a lot of, like I said, there's just so many timeline things that don't work. And
I mean, it's not the worst thing in the world.
No, I didn't say it sucked. I just said it wasn't good. That's all.
The music. The only song I didn't like was the No Doubt in there. That was kind of bad. That was a little too on the nose.
Yeah.
To say Lee, I'm like
getting hit over the head with the girl power mallet is never fun.
Right. It was a little bit. It was unnecessary. It was a bit much. Right. But I mean, the music was fine. The cool rap.
The movie itself was just okay. It wasn't a good movie. It was Thor Ragnarok. They could take a lot away from Thor Ragnarok.
Oh, which is way better movie.
Well, it's tons better.
Chewie, what did you think about the end credit scene? Because me and Mike hated it. The first, the second scene is the worst scene ever. It's terrible.
No, the second one is just a
waste of time. It's a waste of time. But whatever, either way.
The first one though isn't good.
But the first one, what did you think about the first one? I'll get you curious before I say anything.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I get to be excited for Endgame. I mean, it was the same thing. It was the same thing they did with it was basically a snippet of the movie like they did with when they captured Civil War. And they captured Sebastian Stan. They had him in the press, right? So basically, the same thing.
It's not the same thing because where did they find that stupid beeper?
It's a movie clip.
Well, this is the problem. Do you think it was spoilery?
I don't think so because we all know that she's going to show up in Endgame.
Well,
I know that's what I'm saying.
Well, so Spider-Man. So when I show him the trailer, then no, any trailer.
Yeah, but they ended it with the pager on the end of Infinity War. So yes, we knew she's going to be in this movie.
Well, I know it's going to be in the movie, but I'm saying let's assume that you didn't see this trip, that you didn't see that end credit scene. What would you think her entrance would have been like? Just what, in your mind, what would you think she was going to show up? Or how? In what fashion?
I don't know. Maybe outside, somewhere in space, like looking for when she runs across Tony Stark or something, because we know he's out there perhaps, in nowhere. Right.
That's fair. Or my thing is, she may come in, save the day or something towards the end. She comes in and fights Thanos. Some other line. This kind of just took the air out of it because they could have stopped the scene.
There is no saving the day because it's already happened. She already missed it.
I mean, they're going to eventually.
You want Superman to save the day to do what exactly? It's already happened. He's gone. Right. He's off at the vacation house.
That's fair. They're saying there's no villains. Why are you watching Endgame then? It's done.
I don't know. Okay, let's skip it. Let's go Star Wars.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they're going to fight someone, dude. I hate to break it to you. I'm going on a limb here, and I'd be wrong, but I think there may be a villain in this movie. I'm just throwing it out there.
I know, dude, but you want her to come back into the movie and save the day. That's your ideal story. Save it for the end.
Potentially, that could have been
5 minutes screen time.
But did you need her there?
I mean, Mighty Mouse.
You don't need the movie, though. You don't need her in the movie.
Well, I mean, you kind of do because half the guys are gone.
Come on, Chewie.
And they're all going to come back at some point, dude. They're all going to have a big fight. You know, we know it's going to go down. Let's not don't think like these guys are going to show up at the end credit scene. They're poof, they're back again. It's not going to happen. But I'm saying, if they would have stopped the scene right before she showed up, I would have been totally fine with it. Because now we know exactly when
So just showing the page, but not showing that she actually showed up.
Exactly. That's my point. The page was cool. I knew that was coming. We all knew it. I thought maybe
she had the pager. About where the she pager gets a signal.
Oh, man, let me go. And obviously, they went a different route. And that's fine. If it would have stopped her right there, okay. But now they're telling us she's going to be the home from the beginning to end. When she shows up in what fashion, like,
right, okay, I guess. At the beginning of the fucking movie.
I guess. I mean, yeah, that's a big deal. Like, her presence in the movie is a big deal. Mm-hmm. And in the trailers, they even erased, I think, that one of the scenes people kept talking about, they erased the character that was her.
Oh, yeah. Someone's missing, yeah.
So why do all that? You're just going to show it to us anyway. What's the point? Just leave her there. Who gives a shit? I know she's going to be in it. We all know she's going to be in it.
Oh, they could have, shown her receiving a signal or something wherever.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what Instead I'm
saying. Of them, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I don't mind that. They could have shown her a different way or just stopped it right before she showed up at that very moment and
edited it a little bit differently. Yeah.
Exactly. That would have been cool. Just more that way, because now we know what's going on. And we talk about Mike. I don't know how they found that pager in the middle of New York, but whatever. that pager's on the floor amidst all kinds of chaos and the whole half the world dying, people crashing. Right, but
let's go check out Nick Fury's SUV to see if we can find a pager. That we don't know about.
That no one knew about. But whatever. It is what it is.
Right.
But again, it was fine. I mean, whatever. I mean, it doesn't add excitement or take it away from the end game. We're going to be excited as shit for it. It's going to be amazing. We all know it's going to be amazing. It's going to be good. Or it better be. Because our expectations are going to be through the roof. it's better not suck. It better not suck. And it's funny because I think it comes out the same weekend as the third episode of Game of Thrones. Tremendo weekend. Wow.
That's
a big weekend right there. That's two huge events.
Holy shit, dude. It's going to be a fun weekend, dude.
That's a fun weekend. Without question. So,
actually, Shazam opens opening night. Or not really. It opens Thursday the 5th.
But they're not, but the same weekend, obviously, we get Endgame, right, and then we get the last the big battle in Game of Thrones. I mean, that's almost the same weekend.
I love Winterfell.
That's a lot to take in. It's a lot to take in that. I might take Monday off.
Stress.
Decompress. So either way. But that's all we got. Again, worth watching. Just not a great, just not fantastic. It's good. It's fine. I think we're on the same page with that. So that's all we got today, everybody. Mike, any final words here?
No, I had a great time this week. Two movies with you. We had both had a good time, I think. It was good.
Captain Marvel and Shazam. We saw them together this week, 3 days apart. Very cool.
And we'll talk more in depth about Shazam in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we'll deep dive in that, in a month or whatever, a few weeks. Chewie, any parting words?
No. I mean, like I said, looking forward to American Gods tonight, definitely. And starting that back up this and see. Hopefully it gets a little bit better from last season. I think it should. But let's see.
I hope so. We'll probably talk about the first couple episodes and where we reconvene and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But that's all we got. Obviously, of course, thanks for listening. Catch us on Facebook. All the reviews, trailers, and news get dropped. We do a pretty good job putting everything up there in real time. And now we'll see you guys next week.
Peace. Yeah.
Wish you were a part of us, and saw what we have seen. For you, it's just a dream.